理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 10. One day, as Connie and Mrs. Bolton were going through one of the many storage rooms in Ragby Hall to find items to give away for charity, they found an old baby carriage.
"It's too bad you won't be needing this, my lady," Mrs. Bolton said.
"Oh, but it's very possible I may have a baby one day," Connie replied, without looking at her.
"But, I mean, how?"
"It's only Sir Clifford's legs that are damaged. His penis still works quite well enough to bring a baby into this world," Connie said.
She was lying, of course. Clifford had recently been trying to persuade her that this was true. Even though she knew it was impossible, the idea of having his baby made her feel horrible.
"Well, wouldn't that be wonderful?" said Mrs. Bolton, recovering from her surprise. She thought to herself that it would probably be Oliver Mellor's child, although Sir Clifford would be called the father. The idea of this made her laugh to herself again. The son of a gamekeeper growing up in, and one day taking control over, Ragby Hall. How perfect! Just then, Connie came across an old box full of makeup and writing instruments. Connie felt that it was terribly ugly.
"My goodness! Look at this thing," she said.
"Oh, how lovely! I've always wanted something like this," cried Mrs. Bolton.
"Well, it's yours then."
"Oh, my lady, I couldn't possibly accept this. It's much too nice for a simple old woman like me."
"Please, if you don't take it, I'll just give it away to someone else."
"Well, in that case, thank you so much."
The next day, Mrs. Bolton took her black box into the village to show all of her friends. Naturally, the conversation turned to Lady Chatterley's mention of possibly having a child soon. Nothing was ever said of the gamekeeper, however. Word then quickly spread throughout the village of the Chatterleys' plans to have a baby. It only took a few days for the news to get back to Ragby itself. Squire Winter, an owner of the neighboring Shipley Mines, was paying Clifford a visit, and in the middle of their discussion on new methods of coal production, suddenly came out with the question.
"Tell me, is it true what I've been hearing? Is there to be a child running about Ragby Hall soon?"
Clifford sat silent for a moment and then said,
"That's what people are saying. Well, Connie and I are hoping to have a child one day. I just didn't realize that other people were aware of it." "Ah, that is wonderful. A boy, I hope. Someone who could continue your work after you grow old and keep Tevershall's men working. Absolutely wonderful news, my boy."
Later that evening, Clifford asked Connie if she knew why people in town might be talking about such things.
"I've no idea. Are they joking?"
"Well, I should hope not. I truly want to one day have a child."
Connie said nothing. She decided to change the subject.
"By the way, my father sent a letter saying that I'm to travel to Venice with him and my sister in July and August."
"What? So long?"
asked Clifford, a little upset.
"It'd only be 3 weeks. You don't mind, do you?"
I'd only mind if you decided never to come back.
Oh, don't worry about that. Of course I'll return, she said, thinking about the gamekeeper.
I suppose it'd be good for you after all.
Oh, yes. I just love Venice. Why don't you come with me?
No, no, no. I'm not leaving the country. I've too much to do now. Maybe next year I'll travel. We'll see.
Connie then left the room, disappointed. She had meant it when she suggested that he come along. Actually, she had very little desire to go to Venice, for a new man had entered her life. But she was going anyway, because she felt that if she did become pregnant by the gamekeeper, Clifford would think the father was an Italian man, which would be much more acceptable to him than the other.